702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. At a press conference this afternoon at the White House, President Trump defended himself from charges in the new Bob Woodward book, Rage, that he purposely downplayed the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump wonders why Woodward didn't immediately release his comments about downplaying the coronavirus months ago.
If Bob Woodward thought what I said was bad, then he should have immediately, right after I said it, gone out to the authorities so they can prepare and let him know. But he didn't think it was bad, and he said he didn't think it was bad.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden accused President Trump of lying to the American people, saying he failed to do his job. Republicans failed to clear a coronavirus relief bill in the Senate due to strong Democratic opposition. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP proposal does nothing to help American families.
The truth is, this emaciated bill is not a serious attempt at legislation or solving the real problems in our country. It's a shame.
While Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says working families need help, not more political gains.
They need us to legislate. Today, they'll see exactly who has their backs.
The bill had promised to extend jobless benefits and provide more money for schools and the personal protection program. A Northern California wildfire threatened thousands of homes today after winds whipped it into a monster blaze that incinerated houses in small mountain communities and killed at least three people. Several other people were critically burned, and about 2,000 structures, including homes and other buildings, were damaged or destroyed in the foothills of the northern Sierra Nevada mountains. About 20,000 people were under evacuation orders. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 405 points, the NASDAQ dropped 229, the S&P lower by 59, and crude oil down 98 cents to $37.07 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIFE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. Fifth Season Financial cares, and we're there for you for life. Text LIFE to 411-411. Text LIFE to 411-411.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We are now 54 days away from Election Day. Early voting begins on October 17th, and we still don't know for sure that we're going to have mail-in balloting, according to AB4. Attorneys for the president's re-election campaign are urging a federal judge here in Vegas to block a state law and prevent mail-in ballots from going to all active Nevada voters less than 8 weeks before the election itself on November 3rd. This is getting a little scary. Are we going to have mail-in voting? Are we not? Are they going to mail the votes and then find out that they've been invalidated? We don't know. Let's check in with Craig Mueller, my friend and criminal defense attorney with Mueller & Associates. And Craig, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Certainly, Kevin.
Are you surprised that it took this long to get into a court, or at least to let attorneys start arguing their case?
No, federal court, everything. When I was a kid, we had a saying that says you don't need to make a federal case out of it, and there's and there's a reason for that saying. Federal courts are very ponderous, and they're slow to act, and they move with deliberation, and they're generally not quick with any regard, or in any regard. So it requires a lot of effort to get a federal court to act, and so it doesn't surprise me at all. It took them a little while to get this done.
You know both sides of this argument. Do we have a case? I mean, can a judge throw this thing out?
Yes, he can. And if it contradicts with the federal voting rights law, or if it's a plan to disenfranchise voters, the federal courts can. The state political establishment, now clearly controlled by a partisan Democratic establishment, has radically rewritten the rules of the balloting with a pretext of this virus is unprecedented. It would strike me as Governor Sisolak is just inviting a civil war. I don't know how this doesn't end or potentially end in violence. This is just unprecedented in the history of the state and nearly in the republic.
And we are seeing in communities where militias are being formed and different things, crazy stuff like that's happening. But it's a byproduct of what we're seeing, and these governors that suddenly think they're king. In the case of Governor Sisolak, though, this whole nonsense of AB4 that was passed in the dark of night, the way it was passed is objectionable to a lot of people. But just on its face, the idea of going to an all-mail-in ballot, and by the way, does it violate the Constitution or what?
Well, the states are entitled to set their election procedures as they want, but the Constitution demands one person, one vote. And anything that reasonably brings into question the principle of one person, one vote is unconstitutional. And this abhorrent practice of ballot harvesting, where people can go around and just collect ballots and turn them in for everyone. I mean, that's a whore's prostitute. That's a whore's invitation to corruption. There's absolutely no way that you could have any confidence in the outcome of that election. You are delegitimizing this government of the state of Nevada. And at a certain point, a government devolves into representatives of the people to just being an armed street gang like it is in Latin America, and you end up with violence. And I don't know what Sisolak is doing, or if he even has the mental function to understand how bad what he has done is. But nobody's going to have confidence in this election. And it is, I just speechless that the Democrats could be so short-sighted.
Well, we will find out. How long does it take to get a decision from a federal court? Is this something they can rule on in a matter of weeks. I mean, we're there. We're at the election.
Well, two things. I've had Judge Pro, and he's now retired, but I've had Judge Pro walk into chambers, grab a drink of water, come back out, and rule from the bench. We got an injunction in federal court against the state government on 24 hours notice on a very important issue. So, you know, the court is entitled to assign its what it sees as the importance of the issue. Now, I don't believe any federal judge is going to look at this and think that this is an issue that doesn't need to be solved very quickly and with deliberation. This would appear to be a blatant attempt by Steve Sisolak, and I'm going to call him out by name, by Steve Sisolak to steal your votes. He's stolen your money, he's stolen your freedom, he's stolen everything else. He's a thief. Now, he's going to steal your vote as well. He doesn't come out in public. He hides behind the governor's mansion. He doesn't make public announcements. He acts like a despotic king, and he needs to be called out on it.
Well, the last thing he did this week was essentially tell the president that he was not welcome in Nevada. I thought we had the right to assembly and free speech and all of that, and now all of a sudden our president's being told he can't hold a rally in Reno and in Vegas.
I want you to think about this weekend when McCarran International was told, McCarran, this is Air Force One, we're on final approach, over. That's going to be pretty much the end of that discussion. What are they going to do?
Yeah, well,
land, and the answer is, sir, this is pretext. It is fabrication and pretext. I have long since given up the fact that this virus is a real, meaningful threat to the community. It is now being used in pretext to steal political power and the rights of the citizens. And I guarantee you, as soon as this election's over with, we're going to find a miracle cure, and suddenly this rate of spread is going to disappear. Now, they're paying people to find COVID in anybody who dies. We had a guy who was killed in a motorcycle crash. You know what his cause of death was listed as?
What?
COVID. Okay. And you know what? If you check the box and you got at the hospital at the coroner's morgue, you check the box, another $40,000 for your hospital. Now, the CDC announced that the number of deaths due to COVID alone is about 9,000 to 10,000. Now, and ask your voters, your listeners, just a very simple question. The average number of people that die in the United States every year is about 2.5 to 2.8 million people. Okay? And God bless us, we all going to die. It's a very unpleasant subject, but it's true. If we had this huge upsurge in 190,000 additional COVID deaths, you would think that the death tally nationwide would be higher this year than last year, correct? It's not. We're actually having a safer year than for the last 3 or 4 years. We're actually on par to have fewer deaths this year than in the year with the pandemic. Yeah, you know, it's just insane what's going on, and nobody is looking at the facts, and no one else is. They're running around like a bunch of scared children. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Let me take away your freedom. The sky is falling. And it's offensive to me.
Let me ask you, though, and I want to talk just in pure constitutional terms. Can a sitting governor order a sitting president around, for instance, having rallies? Can a governor supersede the president of the United States, the commander in chief?
No. It depends on the missions and the roles. Now, the states are nominally independent. The governor runs the state. The federal government runs the union. Right? Now, the president is free to go, come and go as he sees fit. And unless the governor actually has the cojones to physically try to stop the president, which I don't think he would, then we don't have what you call a case in controversy. Okay? Now, we lawyers and courts, believe it or not, actually try to limit our involvement in society. You can't go into court with a made-up case. All right? You have to have a real case. So for there to be a real case in controversy, the president has to come into the state, and the governor must try to stop him. Now, the right to interstate travel is free, and it is there under the Constitution, which is on the president's side. The governor has the right to police powers for public health and safety. Now, the problem with Governor Sisolak's exercise of the police powers is he's doing it so wildly inconsistent that nobody believes it is being done for public good anymore. A Walmart can have 5,000 people in it, but a church can only have 50. You know, really? I mean, this is what passes for government, and you want the citizens to respect this? So he's going to go in, the Trump arrives, he has his rally, and now it's the governor's decision what he's going to do next. It's like playing poker. Is he, you know, pushing the cards? Is he throwing some chips? Or does he just let Trump have his rally and leave him alone? Legally, the governor, the governor could go into court and show that there was a meaningful public health policy being violated, then, you know, strictly speaking, the governor would have the power. But at this point, the governor has zero credibility. He has issued so many proclamations on so many damn things. Pardon my language. You can hear the frustration and anger in my voice. The governor has acted so erratically and with such instability that anything he says is now questionable. He's just candidly become a nut job.
Again, Craig Mueller joining us, criminal defense attorney with Mueller and Associates. You hear about him all the time on this program, and we use him as our go-to guys legally when we have legal matters. These are the people that we talk to. Let me just ask you, though. I worry not as much about the here and now as I do after this is all done, after Election Day, after, for instance, after we get a vaccine, and all of a sudden the death rates go down and the hospitalizations go down. And when does he lose his emergency powers?
I was just arguing that in front of Judge Bear about an hour and a half ago. The statute says that he can declare emergency and the legislature can undeclare the emergency. So I argued under a doctrine called inverse condemnation, which is the government is continually interfering with everything, that he has acted illegally and improperly. So we're waiting for a ruling, and we may have to refine our pleadings again. But I've been challenging the governor several times and with some success on his pronouncements. I don't know why he's asserting the political power. I've repeatedly said and read right from the law that he only has power when the local authorities cannot handle a circumstance. And there has not been a person in this state turned away for medical treatment anywhere in the state because the capacity was overwhelmed. There's just literally not an emergency here anymore.
More with Craig Mueller coming up. We're going to get to, some interesting stuff relative to, I guess the best way of putting it is getting your record sealed. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, I need to get some records sealed. How do I go about doing it? I'll ask that of Craig Mueller coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. The National Football League begins. A big rally, a peaceful protest. There's a peaceful protest against Governor Sisolak's attack on the Republicans' First Amendment rights that is getting ready to begin at Grant Sawyer Building. If you have time and you have the wherewithal to get there, be there and be a part of that peaceful protest. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Battle License, 4894-4-71642.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 489447-1642.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president has just arrived in Freeland, Michigan. I like that. Freeland, Michigan. The president just beginning his remarks. We'll dip into them a little bit later on. He generally goes for an hour and 15 to an hour and 30 minutes. And I imagine he'll do the same thing today in Michigan, a battleground state. Craig Mueller joining us from Mueller & Associates. And I always love having him on because I always ask him the tough questions. And he always seems to have an answer. And usually he has either argued or will be arguing within the next 24 hours about something that we're talking about, which is really weird. I mean, it's phenomenal. Craig, let me just ask you. I have a lot of friends who've asked me, and I don't know why they're asking me because I'm not an attorney, about sealing records. Can you talk a little bit about why it's important? And what's the procedure for people to actually do this?
Certainly. Why it's important is one word, the Internet. The Internet will not let you forgive or forget anything you've ever done. Now, back in the day, the records were kept by paper. It was a lot easier for things to get lost. There's two concepts. They're similar but different. You need to understand both of them. There's one something called expungement. Expungement is literally where some guy's out in the back of a courthouse with a 55-gallon drum and a couple gallons of diesel fuel, and he's literally throwing paper files into the fire. If a record is expunged, they literally have no record of it. And back in the day, that's how records were destroyed. They were expunged. starting in about 95, the internet comes into play, and now everything gets put online. So even if you were accused of doing something wrong that you hadn't, and you now the fact that you were arrested is now on an arrest record somewhere, and it can be found. So what we have in Nevada is called stealing of records. If you have either completed or the case was found to be not guilty or you were not charged, and you can seal it within 30 days of the non-finding, or if you were convicted of a minor crime, then you can get it sealed usually in about 1 or sometimes 2 years for minor crimes, and then up to 5 and 7 years for more serious crimes. All up there, all the way up. The DUI takes about 7. The reason you want to get records sealed is because you don't want people to be able to find it. Now, even if you get asked out on a date and you're single, and some of the first thing someone does is before they even accept your offer of a date is they look you up on the internet. You know, what's out there about this person that they need to know? And or an employer. It doesn't cost an employer a dime to run your name on Google. And if it shows up that you've had an arrest record for domestic violence or DUIs running around, you know, in a sex offense of some sort, people don't get hired, and people think less of you. So if you have an opportunity to seal your records, you should take the opportunity to get your records sealed. The legislature before last actually made it much easier to get records sealed. So if you need to get something sealed, you should talk to an attorney and do it. The procedure is actually very straightforward.
Are there records that can't be expunged? Are there records that can't be sealed? And I'm talking about sexual predator stuff and stuff like that.
Sex offenses, as you know, sex kind of makes everyone a little crazy. All right, so we as human beings take sexual matters very seriously. Certain types of sex crimes cannot be sealed or can only be sealed after the passage of an enormously long period of time. However, prostitution and low-level sex crimes or public nudity can be sealed relatively straightforward. To get them sealed, you go see an attorney. He will have you go get your scope print out from the police department, get you some fingerprint cards, and then you have to draft the petition. For somebody who knows what they're doing and actually know can do a good job and get it done relatively soon, it's about a $1,500, maybe $2,000 sort of procedure. But if you do have a criminal record of any sort, in the day and age of the internet, it's going to be out there for anybody who takes even a second to look for it. And that's why you want to get a record sealed.
In a final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about, you know, we've talked so much about the mail-in ballot over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. And then with the passage of AB4, we're talking about ballot harvesting and a whole bunch of other stuff. Are there things that you worry about at the old school, walk up to a polling place, step into the booth, and push the lever or the machine in one direction or another? Are there things you worry about relative to polling places, good old-fashioned, all-American polling places?
Well, a couple things have come to mind. There's absolutely no need to change your mail-in ballots. Remember, Nevada pioneered early voting. You open up the polls 2 weeks early. You can go down anytime you want, day or night, and vote early. I usually vote early because I've got a lot of court. And the reality is I don't ever remember once in the last 6 or 7 elections there being a crowd at early voting ever. So if the governor was concerned about virus transmission at polling places, all he had to do was extend early voting a week or two more or extend the early hours. This ballot harvesting initiative has nothing to do with it creating a fair or easily accessible election or a controlling the virus. This is about being able to steal elections, about being able to go out and fill out ballots, forge people's names, and take the election. And that's the only interpretation I can put on it. And I'm trying to be polite, and I just can't be polite because that's no reason for this.
That's amazing. Again, Craig Mueller joining us. Final minute. Want to ask you look in the tea leaves. Look in your crystal ball. Is it possible we can, in a wave election, take our state back, make it a red state again?
Sir, I have been in and around politics my whole life. My grandfather used to take me to campaign functions when I was 4 and 5 years old. I love politics, and I have been following politics, and I don't know what's going to happen this fall. There's a lot of possibilities.